Well, good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 59 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. It's coming to you live on Thursday, July 29th, 2010, the second to last day before the trading deadline. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am each Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. For those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast of tonight's show immediately following the live program.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. 'Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
Well, thanks for tuning in for tonight's episode. I'm happy to have you on board with me. We'll talk about a few things later on in the program. Right now, let's get to tonight's mystery theme. Believe me, you won't know this one, but perhaps you'll enjoy it. From 1960, that's the title theme from a British motion picture called Beat Girl. We're going to get into some requests in a little bit, but we haven't rocked enough on the program in recent weeks, and going to try to rock a little bit this week. We might have a couple more instrumentals than we usually listen to. We'll just have to see how things go. As always, I'm winging it. From 1967, this is a group that originally came from the city of Chicago, a city that's dear to me. This is H.P. Lovecraft and a song called The Drifter.
I sat in the shade of your old apple orchard. I watched your big trucks rolling by. Junebug in July now. I'm a drifter. I'm a loner. I've seen every city in town now. I pass by here and I'll die here. Some stranger will lower me down. Him now. I own
I've seen every city in town now. I pass by him, and I'll die him. Some stranger will lower me down, yeah. Ship sailing out of your harbors. I swap dirty jokes with your butchers and barbers. I think silent thoughts while the jukebox is playing. And all of the time my own heart is saying, you're a drifter, you're a loner. You've seen every city and town now. You pass by him, and you'll die him. Some stranger will lower you down,
That was H.P. Lovecraft and The Drifter from 1967. On Monday, we lost Al Goodman at the age of 67.
You must be a special lady.
Yes.
And a very exciting girl.
And this is the moment.
I'll bring that bass out, man.
Hey, man, I'll bring it out a little bit more.
You gotta be a special lady.
And from 1979, this is Special Lady, and we'll talk about Al in a minute.
Special lady,
what a lady,
cause you
special lady.
Get down, Billy Brown.
All right, Harry Ray.
Well, you got me sitting on top of the world. Sitting on top of the world. You must be a special lady. And a very exciting girl.
Yeah, that's The Moments from 1979, featuring Al Goodman on the bass vocals there. He passed away this Monday at the age of 67 from heart failure. This is Harry Nilsson from Nilsson Sings Newman, 1976. Randy Newman's song, Sail Away.
In America, you'll get food to eat. Won't have to run through the jungle and scuff up your feet. You'll just sing about Jesus and drink wine all day. It's great to be an American. Ain't no lions or tigers, ain't no mamba snake. Just a sweet watermelon and a buckwheat cake. Everybody is as happy as a man can be. Climb aboard, little wog, sail away with me. Sail away. Sail away. Charleston Bay. In America, every man is free to take care of his home and his family. You'll be as happy as a monkey in a monkey tree. You're all gonna be an American. Sail away, sail away. We will cross the mighty ocean into Charleston Bay. Sail away. Jungle on this far and distant shore.
It's Harry Nilsson from 1976 and Randy Newman's Sail Away. It's the title cut from a Randy Newman album, a very good Randy Newman album. And this is from 1972. This song went all the way to number two that year. This is another instrumental. This is Billy Preston and Out of Space. Whoa, let's see what happened there. Well, this thing here says that track's 3 seconds long. We're going to have to hear that another time because somebody screwed something up, and since I'm the only person here who does anything, it was probably me. This is from, Scramble. This is from 1970. This is The Creeper Returns by Little Sonny. I hope you enjoy this.
In U.S. 30 drag strips.
Watch the best rear engine field dragsters in the country try to push their brute machines into the magic 5-second elapsed time barrier.
From Michigan, Tim Arnold's fierce hallucination fueler.
From Ohio, John Hilton's motion maker rear engine field dragster.
From LaGrange, Illinois, it's Gary Dye's LaGrange Dodge dragster.
From Detroit, see John McNew's savage fueler rampage.
From Chicago, John Cinnabaldi's super fat 230 mile per hour scarlet fever.
Plus from Missouri, the tough team of Hurst and Pryor.
Plus over 100 entries competing wait for the great pro stock and run tough eliminator cash awards.
Smoking U.S. 30 drag strip is located south of Gary, 2 miles east of Interstate 65 on Highway U.S. 30.
15 and under free with age ID.
Spectator admission only $3.
Meet trackside 1:30 Sunday for all the excitement and enjoyment of the Wild Fuel Dragster competition.
Sunday
at Smoking U.S. 30 drag strip
where the great boys run.
Well, for those people who grew up in the Chicago area during a certain period of time, that's probably very familiar. And for the rest of you, if you ever wondered who wrote the phrase Sunday, 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 well, it was that man, Mr. Jan C. Gabriel, the great Jan C. Gabriel, who was in charge of promotions for Smokin' US 30 Drag Strip. And that's gotten, you know, that's almost as famous as Let's Get Ready to Rumble. And I'll leave that trivia question up to you if you can Google me first with who's the Let's Get Ready to Rumble guy. You'll win a special long-distance dedication by me. Speaking of which, we have a request to play. This goes out to Sherry in Omaha. She asked to hear this song. She asked to hear it by Mr. Jackson. But the fact is, Winter in America was, interestingly enough, a song by, oh, gosh, what's Mr. Jackson's first name? It's Gil Scott-Heron and the Jackson fellow who did this song together on, it's generally thought of as a Gil song. But it's not from the Winter in America album. The track was not on the album. It was on the next album that came out after that. And, of course, I don't remember what that was called either because I don't have my head where it should be. This is Gil Scott-Heron from 1975 and Winter in America.
All from the Indians who welcome the pilgrims, and to the buffaloes who once ruled the plain, like the vultures circling beneath the dark clouds, looking for the rain. Looking for the rain. Just like the cities that stagger on the coastline, and a nation that just can't stand much more. Like the forest buried beneath the highway, never had a chance to grow. Never had a chance to grow. And now it's winter. Winter in America. Yes, and all of the hillers have been killed, sent away. Yeah, but the people know it's winter. Winter in America. Save your soul, Lord knows, from winter in America. The Constitution, a noble piece of paper, with free society, a struggle, but they died in vain. And now democracy is a ragtime on the corner, hoping for some rain. It look like either hoping for some rain. And I see the robins perched in barren treetops. They're watching last-ditch races marching across the floor. But just like the peace sign that vanished in our dreams, never had a chance to grow. Never had a chance to grow. And Santa in America. And all of the Hillers have been killed or betrayed. Yeah, but the people know it's winter. Lord knows it's winter in America. Nobody knows what to say. Save your soul from the winter in America. Stick.
That manifesto clocks in at 6 minutes and 9 seconds. That's Brian Jackson, thanks, Dad, and Gil Scott-Heron from 1975 and Winter in America. Catching our breath here. That was Brian Jackson on the keyboards and the flute on that track. And that brings us right up to this week's Chicago Cubs baseball report. Well, the clock is ticking on the Major League Baseball trading deadline, and the Cubs have yet to make any announcements other than to say that first baseman Derek Lee has exercised his prerogatives as a veteran with both 10 years or more in the league and with 5 years or more with the same club, and declined to be traded to the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, California. Many Cub fans seem terribly upset with Lee, but I can't see a single thing to criticize him for. And frankly, I expect him to be back at first next season. Hey, but what do I know? Apparently, many teams are interested in trading for left-handed starter Ted Lilly, and I expect a deal will be made. Apparently, general manager Jim Hendry has several suckers, has several teams looking to take the mentally defective second baseman Ryan Terrio off his hands, to which I advise Jim, let him go for peanuts. I mean literally, peanuts. Two of them. Shelled, unshelled, roasted or raw, I don't care, just deal him. I realize this will be inexplicably be breaking hearts all over Wrigleyville, but the girls will get over it. And, of course, that's this week's Chicago Cubs baseball report. Yeah. Well, okay, let's see. Let's get organized here. I'm looking for something. I'm looking for something because it's not the most organized evening I have ever done behind the microphone. Well, while I'm looking for that, let's listen to this song by Wally Cox and the Natives. And no, it's not that Wally Cox. It's not Mr. Peepers. It's a different Wally Cox. This is a band from Oakland, California, and this is Zuzu. I got things a little bit better organized now. We know what time it is, don't we?
WCFL Chicago.
Well, this doesn't happen very often on Hinky Dinky Time Radio when we do the WCFL 4040 feature. Of course, that's when we play the song that was number 40 in the Greater Chicago Area WCFL Big Ten Survey from 40 years ago this week. What doesn't happen very often is that it's something we've played on this program before, but we have. This week's feature is a song featuring on vocals Mr. Tony Burrows, and I did a Tony Burrows feature at some point earlier in the show. If you go to hinkydinky.net and search on the song title of for this, you'll find the show that was part of. I don't have time to look for it for you. I got better things to do. This is White Plains from 1970, and My Baby Loves Lovin'.
My baby loves lovin', she's got what it takes, and She knows how to use it. My baby loves love. My baby loves love. And she's got what it takes. She knows how to use it. I was lonely once in this great big world. Just a nowhere man without a girl. To that lucky day when she came my way. And she smiled at me as if to say, your baby loves love. Your baby loves love. And she's got what it takes. And she knows how to use it. My baby loves love. My baby loves love. And she's got what it takes. And she knows how to use it. She's the only one. Make me feel so good. I believe my love. So I knock on wood. All my silent fears seem to fly away. And she looks at me as if to say, what it takes for me. No more lonely nights, just waiting for the telephone to ring. No more lonely days, my baby's taking care of everything. I'm telling you, people, we love her. My baby loves love, and she's got what it takes. She knows how to use it. My baby loves love. My baby loves love. And she's got what it takes. And she knows how to use it. She's the only one. Make me feel so good. I believe my love. So I'm not gone good. All my silent fears seem to fly away. But she looks at me as if to say, your baby loves love. My baby loves love. And she's what it takes, and she knows how to use it. My baby loves love. My baby loves love, and she's got what it takes, and she knows how to use it. My baby loves love. My baby loves love, and she's got what it takes, and she knows how to use it. My baby loves love. My baby loves love, and she's got what it takes, and she knows how to use it. My baby loves.
Tony Burrows was such a successful British session vocalist in the early 1970s that he was briefly banned on Top of the Pops because one week he was singing lead vocals on three different songs with three different bands on that program, and they were afraid people would think the fix was in. Of course, he was back a week or two later singing another song with yet another group. That's all covered in the program I referred to earlier. I won't go into further detail tonight.
Now, another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. It is night in Midland City. On the 14th floor of the Great Midland City Hotel, Mr. and Mrs. Harry Rumford of Dubuque, Iowa, are retiring for the night.
Good night, Harry.
Good night, Mona.
Harry?
Yeah?
Do you hear what I hear?
Yeah, it's a tapping sound from outside the window.
Maybe you better look, Harry.
Okay. Mona?
Yeah, Harry?
There's some big bird out there flying around. It's tapping on our window.
What is it? A raven?
I don't know. Mona?
Yeah?
I think it's talking to me.
The bird?
Yeah.
What's it saying?
I can't hear. I'll open the window.
Were you talking to me, bird?
Yes, I was.
What did you say?
I wonder if I might use your telephone.
Mona, the bird out here wants to use our telephone.
Local or long-distance call?
Local.
Okay, come on in.
Thank you. My name is Chicken Man. I am Midland City's white-winged warrior.
Oh, my name is Rumford Dubuque. The person in the bed there is Mrs. Rumford, my wife.
How do you do?
Hello, bird. Here's the phone.
Thank you. This will only take a moment. I didn't have any change. Oh, hello, Mother. This is Benton. Benton Harbor, your son. Yes, I'll be getting home late tonight, Mother. I just wanted to let you know. Fine. Thank you. Goodbye, Mother. Well, thank you very much for the use of your telephone. I'll be going now.
Goodbye.
Thank you again.
Harry. Harry?
Yeah?
Wasn't it funny he had to call his mother?
Listen, birds do a better job of raising their kids sometimes than people do.
Yeah. Good night, Harry.
Good night, Mona.
Well, just how late does the white-winged warrior plan to stay out this night? I mean, doesn't the feathered fighter need his rest? Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. Slaughter. Slaughter. It's not only his name, it's his business, and sometimes his pleasure. Slaughter. The Fuzz wanted him alive for a murder rap. The mob wanted him dead for insurance. She wanted him healthy for personal reasons, and that's only for openers. Slaughter. He had a belly gun, four grenades, an automatic rifle, and a theory. The best defense is to attack. See Slaughter, starring Jim Brown, Stella Stevens, Rip Torn, and Cameron Mitchell. An American International Picture rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. Slaughter.
Baddest cat that ever walked the earth.
I hope to see plenty of you downtown at the Cameron Mitchell Film Festival this weekend. You know, the Harry Nilsson I played earlier went over so well. We're going to hear some more Harry. This is from the Pussycats album. This is Harry Nilsson and John Lennon. And this is Harry's cover of Bob Dylan's Subterranean Homesick Blues. We'll be right back. I told you we were going to rock tonight, and I wasn't kidding around. That was from Pussycats, a couple of Pussycats, John Lennon and Harry Nilsson, doing some Bob Dylan there. And we're going to jump all the way back now to 1950 and mellow things out just a hair with the Andrews Sisters. This is I Wanna Be Loved.
Conversation. Hold me tight. I wanna be kissed until I tingle. I wanna be kissed starting tonight. Embrace until our heartbeats intermingle. Wrong or right, I feel like acting my age. I'm past the stage of merely turtle doving. I'm in no mood to resist, and I insist the world owes me a loving. I wanna be thrilled to desperation. I wanna be thrilled starting tonight with every kind of wonderful sensation. I wanna be loved. I feel like acting my age. I'm past the stage of merely turtle doving. I'm in no mood to resist, and I insist the world owes me a loving. I wanna be thrilled to desperation. I wanna be thrilled starting tonight with every kind of wonderful sensation. I wanna be loved.
Well, unlike a lot of Andrew Sisters songs, that one clearly has a lead vocal by one of the sisters. And if anybody knows if that was Patty or Maxine or Laverne, if you could let me know, I have no idea. It's really not my bailiwick. I try to keep my bailiwick out of things it doesn't belong in. And, you know, it's become a source of great amusement to me that my father really despises Chicken Man. I don't know why that amuses me so. Maybe it's because he's the only one who expresses any reservations. He wants me to stop playing it, but as the flower pot will attest to, wantin' ain't gettin'.
Get away from a $2 cop, but one ain't getting and getting ain't got, and I'm gone. Have mercy, baby. A runaway mule, pig in a fold,
Seabees scream in a bullfrog glow. Try to find a way to get a can off off, but one ain't getting and getting ain't gotten. I'm gone. Have mercy, baby. Horses here, hooting a holler, midriff bulge and a righteous swallow. Wanna find a place where nothing's hot, but the one ain't getting and getting ain't gotten. I'm gone. Have mercy, baby. Cow dung, hole in the wall. Man say God is a cannonball. Wanna find eyes so my head won't rot, but one ain't getting and getting ain't gotten. I'm gone. Have mercy, baby. One ain't getting and getting ain't gotten. I'm gone.
Brother Greg from Lawrence, Kansas, informs me that that was most likely Patty Andrews, as Patty was the one sister that went on to have a solo career. I was telling him that Terrence McCurs, the former artistic director at Topeka Civic Theater, was at one time in his youth a dancer in Patty's stage show, her cabaret act, and she was probably already older than dirt when he had that gig. If you're wondering how all of this telling is going on, if you want to reach me during the program and you have AOL Instant Messenger, you can message Hinky Dinky Man, and that comes straight to me through the magic of the internet. It's great how that works. Well, we've been listening to Hinky Dinky Time Radio. I've been listening as I do it, and you've been listening as I do it, and I appreciate that. I appreciate that a lot. As a matter of fact, there's quite a good audience tuned in tonight. I hadn't looked for a while, and I looked, and there was quite a crowd. It's very, very nice to see that. Getting back to the music, this is Margie Joseph from 1970, and this is from the complete Stax Volt Singles. This is a song, and it's called Sweeter Tomorrow.
Factory.
Well, we're just about ready to wind things up on this week's episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. We've got time to squeeze in one more short one from 1960, a year that looms large in my legend. This is Jesse Hill and Upu Padu.
Yo!
Not stop trying till I create a disturbance in your mind. Upupadu. Thanks for tuning in tonight, everybody. It's been a pleasure to serve you. Please join me here next week at the same time for another program. Be good to yourselves. Be good to everybody you run into and everyone you run over. Good night, everybody. There will be a rebroadcast.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last. And you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday. Not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. People meet by some design, prearranged by laws divine, yet who is define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?